Go!
Classic Rock 92.1 and ESPN 1300 live from our Lexington studios here at LM Communications.
Did somebody go to the track today and have a couple of...
Week 7 in the NFL. Welcome to the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. My name is Dead Air Dennis, legendary and award-winning radio personality here in Lexington.
I'll throw that in there.
And along with Beer Man, my compadre.
Yeah, Beer Man.
Second place.
Yeah, Beer Man.
Second place in the
Beer Man this week.
Appalachian Music Awards. And Brad Taylor, author of the new book, Side Hustle, available on Amazon and at Joseph Beth Booksellers. Welcome, guys.
Thank you. I am very pleased to be sitting across from the Beer Man. Showed up by book signing on Tuesday night. Thank you, buddy.
You know, he brags about it, but as soon as we get there, he gives a speech. Mm. He's got some pretty prestigious friends there, John Clay and Keith Farmer. Yeah. He is just gushing over the fact that he's like, I guess I got to mention the Beer Man's name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was still gushing.
Did I mention you?
Right now, huh?
Did I mention you?
Haphazardly.
Yeah, and what did you say? We're not hitting the South Alabama under or something
like that. And did we?
No, we didn't. But that's not the point. It was not the time or place to bring something like that up.
I did the same thing to him when I showed up.
Yeah, lousy minds think alike. So, yes, I am grateful that you showed up on time. And you
on time. Like there's a time you got to show up for a book signing.
We were taking my girlfriend and I.
My God. Here we go.
I wasn't on time. I was early.
Yes, he was the first one there.
Well, you want to know how early I was there?
Doesn't that make you a sinner or a saint among sinners?
You want to know how early I was there?
Please.
I've not told anybody this yet. I showed up last week accidentally.
Wow, that's awesome. You really do love
when
him.
I realized that's not Brad Taylor speaking over there.
Well, here's my challenge for you guys. I have a 6:30 thing I've got to get to, so when can we start with the games? Brad, you can talk about your book afterwards.
I'm not going to talk about you. I want to hear just quick details about Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah,
was...
the tales of woe from Vegas.
I got no tales of woe except at the roulette table. I won 80 bucks.
Roulette machine?
I did play a little roulette machine thing. I don't like to do that. That's
not fun.
No,
it's not as fun as sitting at the table.
No, you got to sit
with the chips.
First night at the table, I won 80 bucks. Next night at the table, or a couple of nights later, I lost 100. So I lost 20 bucks playing roulette. I didn't play blackjack. I had to explain to Mrs. Dead Air that I don't like playing blackjack if whoever I'm there with doesn't play as well.
Oh, really?
And she doesn't like to play blackjack.
That's a blackjack table. If you're going to hit on 18, yeah, I don't want you sitting on my...
Well, I'll give you that. But Dennis and I play blackjack a lot of times, so I guess that's a compliment for me. I'll take it.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm accustomed... to playing with my buddies alongside me, and it's more fun that way.
Who have an idea, you know?
Well, it's not just that. It's like the camaraderie, you know. Yeah. You lose, you can still laugh about things. You can still have a conversation. I don't like conversations with strangers.
I can think of two instances: once in Vegas and once at I think Christ the King's Oktoberfest. The entire table was nothing but our friends.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a bunch of people show up. That was a good time.
The U2 show in Vegas was phenomenal. I if you haven't gone onto YouTube and watched a few of the highlights clips, it doesn't do it full justice, but it was just insane. $21 for a beer at the Sphere. They ought to come up with a new name, like the Sphere Beer is not for me here.
What did you get for $21? Is this an import? Is this a domestic?
No. What did I tell you I was drinking? I was drinking Modelo.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think I was a Modelo then. I think maybe I got just a Miller Lite. Maybe. I don't
21
know.
Bucks.
Woo. Mm-hmm. And the wife got a Truly, and it was $21 as well.
Wow.
There you go.
Making money hand over fist.
Yeah, boy.
Invest in the Las Vegas casinos and hotels. I can promise you that.
Yep.
So any other tales of woe?
No. Oh, well, I took some of your bets, and I had a great time. I made a couple of $100 betting football, the unders. I did a couple of baseball bets. I had three going at one time, and all three of them cashed, thanks to you, Brad Taylor.
Wow. We're gonna cut that, and we're going to put it on every promo on the radio going forward.
Author of the book, Side Hustle. Go buy it. I mean, he's got great, great logic. It works if you play it consistently. He's got a great system. I'm not a systems guy, but if I don't know what I'm doing and I'm in Vegas and I need some picks, I'll play Brad Taylor's system and it wins every time.
Are you okay?
58% of the time. Works every time.
Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm fine. Hey, I just went to the Keeneland. I just got back.
He really needed that vacation.
Yeah, he must have won at Keeneland.
I took $15, invested that in my Keeneland Select account, and I came back with $134.
Nice. Now that explains it.
Yeah.
Because if he had come back with a goose egg, Brad, you suck. Veer, man, you suck.
I wouldn't
Everybody
have blamed.
Everybody sucks in the world. No, I know you. You're one of those you hate losing.
You
more than I will ever hate losing. I hate losing, but you really hate losing.
It's because I'm not accustomed to it, Brad. You,
you're
on the other hand.
Guys, when we were playing Tecmo Bowl, we were kids. Boy, you would slam the controller against the wall.
I really wasn't like that.
I broke a friend's controller. It may have been Tecmo Bowl.
There is a passage.
Wow. Yeah.
I talk about handling losing in the book, Side Hustle. Oh, yeah? And I had a friend one time. We had $20 on an RBI best 2 out of 3 series. And he lost. And he ruined a controller. He tore it apart and threw it against the wall. I immediately left and told him, just keep the money. Because then you'll need it to cover a new controller. So, yes, it was... Yeah, that was a scary night. But handling losing, you're not very good at that.
I don't like to lose, but I don't throw things and I don't pout and get all mad. I'll say something terrible about whatever just happened, but that's it.
I appreciate the compliments because I know if you had lost today, I wouldn't be hearing those.
How did we do last week in our bets?
So I did write your bets down, and then I left that piece of paper at home. But I will include it. You know, I've got the week by week, and I apologize that I don't have yours. Brad finished 6-9 on the week. I finished 8-7 nice. On the week. Oh. So I covered my VIG. Our buddy Forrest last week finished 7-8.
God. I feel like I was probably like a 6-9.
You were on a separate piece of paper. That's the whole reason I forgot it. I apologize.
It's all right. Let's get to the games this week, guys.
I do want to run something else by you first. I made some future bets in divisions today. I just want to run them by, see what you think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
AFC East, Buffalo, plus 140. Mm. Right now they're 4-2, Dolphins 5-1. Is that something that you guys think I'm a little crazy for doing?
Maybe? No.
I still love Miami in that division.
Do you?
So, what's Miami going off at?
They are minus money. So they're minus 125.
I don't blame you for taking it, especially with plus money, because I took plus money on a playoff team. They don't have to win the division. They have to make the playoffs.
Right, right, right.
This would have been a good week to take Buffalo after that loss on Sunday morning.
Well, it felt like a loss. It wasn't a loss, but it felt like a loss. So,
well, that's right. They won.
They won, but...
They lost in London and then had a... World's most boring game against the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Baltimore, plus 135 to win the AFC North, a division they're currently leading. Is that something maybe as the Bengals do their annual second half of the season run that you guys may not be on board with?
Well, the Ravens, would you get them at?
Plus 135.
That's a tough one. I don't like it because I'm a Bengals fan, of course, but you know, when it comes to betting, that doesn't matter. I don't know. Baltimore doesn't look very complete to me in a lot of ways.
Well, none of these AFC teams.
No. I would have taken Cleveland, I think, over Baltimore.
Plus money, though. I mean, I can see what you did there. Yeah. I laid a little bit of money, and I'm trying to find
who is the favorite in that division now?
Baltimore, plus 135.
Well.
Okay. So if you're they're already winning, they're already a half game up. You're getting plus money on that one. That was the value thing you're looking for.
I put a little money down on the Cincinnati Bengals to make the playoffs. At plus 175.
There you go.
Now you did that after this past week's game.
I did this before.
Before. So they were 2-3 when you did that.
Correct.
So your timing was good there.
Yeah.
That was good timing.
And you know what? I threw a little bit of money on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Plus 2,800.
That was last
week. Wow.
Last week, 28.
I threw $10 down on it. I'm like, yeah,
they're
worth
20 now. I think I checked it yesterday. They're 20. So you just gained $8. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Good bets, guys.
Yeah. One more division. Okay. Atlanta Falcons, AFC South, plus 170. They're 3-3 right now. Tampa is leading the division 3-2. They face off this weekend. What do you guys think about Atlanta?
I think that's a good one. I don't know that anybody's going to be above 500 in that division, whoever wins. Mm-hmm. It's bad.
Agreed. You know, I mean, New Orleans has the best defense in that division.
New Orleans is a favorite in that division.
Are they?
Yes.
What's their record now? 2-4?
They are 3-3.
3-3.
I don't know how. Their coaching's been awful.
I think the Saints, I mean, let's remember this, though. They did it essentially without Alvin Kamara.
Yes.
True.
Now that he's back, they still have Jameis Winston sitting on the bench, who is not a great quarterback, but where is Derek Carr? Derek Carr had 6 plays in the red zone last week, and on three different occasions, I think, and walked away with 0 points. So,
but Chris Olave has been vacant.
I got him on a fantasy team. He's been okay.
Yeah.
He's just not what everybody expected.
Yeah.
Anything else before we get to the games?
Nope.
Are we ready?
Cheers on your bets. Let's go to the games.
Thursday night football. We don't know if Trevor Lawrence is starting for the Jacksonville Jaguars as of yet.
All signs are pointing to yes, though.
Okay. I've seen this line go up a half point this week. Against New Orleans, in New Orleans, Derek Carr, the quarterback. Saints, point and a half favorite. And we talk about the unders. 12-2-1 were the unders last week, and they're hitting 61% on the season. Total here, 40. Dead air, Dennis gets the honors.
These teams have only played each other 7 times in history. Wow. New Orleans has won 5 of those 7 games, the last 4 straight. New Orleans also possesses a great defense, and with a banged-up Trevor Lawrence, who has not been exceptional this year really at all. He's done enough to win. The Saints had like 60 plays last week on offense, maybe 65-ish, and only walked away with 13 points in the game. The Saints offense is the only thing that scares me. I'm taking the Saints.
I have already put money on this game, real money.
Real money?
Real money, because I thought Trevor Lawrence was going to play. This was while he was still questionable. Like I said, signs are pointing to, yes, that he's going to play. Jacksonville actually has a really good defense this year. They are currently ranked 7th.
It's improving.
And they've played some decent teams. I'm going to go with Jacksonville in this game. New Orleans has yet to show me anything that really makes it look like they're better than an average team.
A little bit of reverse line move here. I'm taking the Saints here, giving up the point and a half at home. Non-division, non-conference game. So, yeah, I'm taking sharp money here is on the Saints, and that's where I'm going to lean to. Give me the Saints laying the point and a half. Let's go to Sunday. Tampa Bay, the division leader in the NFC South. 2.5-point favorites right now over Desmond Ridder and the Atlanta Falcons against Baker Mayfield. 2.5 points, Tampa. 37.5, very low total here, B-Man.
Tampa is one of those teams that you still can't figure them out. I mean, it was Baker Mayfield kind of came out gung-ho. He's kind of fallen back to reality. I don't know. They've certainly had some injuries down there. Their running game's still pretty bad. I'm going to go ahead and take Atlanta in this one. I don't know how great I feel about it, but Atlanta overall as a team seems to be better, except for their quarterback is really bad.
Who did Atlanta play last week?
Washington.
Washington, and they lost. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with Beer Man on this. I'm taking Atlanta. It's a pretty good spot for that team. And yes. Atlanta's been a 2.5 dog or favorite the last 3 weeks.
Have they?
Yeah, just a weird side note. I'm just starting to wonder if the timer is up on Baker Mayfield. I love the kid. I love his TV commercials. I'd much rather see him hawking all State Farm insurance as opposed to Patrick Mahomes. It's his commercials were a lot funnier.
My auto, though.
That one actually is. Anyway, yeah, give me Atlanta. I'll take Desmond Ridder. He's starting to find his talented tight end, Kyle Pitts, a lot more. I think 2 weeks in a row with a touchdown. And the running game can't be disputed. So, and Tampa does not have much of a running game. So give me the Falcons.
I hate agreeing with both of you, and usually this is where I say, wrong again, but Atlanta is one of my favorite bets of the week. Give me the Falcons. Back daddy, Stogie. Love the under here, too. You're not going to see many points in this game. I'm here to tell you, divisional game. Love divisional unders as well as divisional road dogs. Give me the Falcons and the under. Best bets here in this one. We agree on this one, all three of us. I don't know. Here is a very questionable quarterback battle.
It's boded well for us in the past, though.
Oh, it has.
I'll pull those stats before next week.
Run those stats and bring them back.
I'll pull those stats.
You need to do that, Beer Man. Do something with your life.
Yes.
Do something constructive, like what we're trying to get you.
You were going to say something about the next game, I think.
The next game!
Stop picking on my buddy Beer Man.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback to be determined.
Stinky.
Chicago Bears, quarterback, to be determined.
Stinky.
Right now, the desert has the Raiders, the 3-point favorite total, another low total, 37.5. Beer Man, since you're a Bears fan, I'll start with you. Your thoughts, is Justin Fields playing here, and will it matter with that no-name guy from a no-name college if he plays?
I don't think Justin Fields is playing. His thumb is pretty messed up. He can barely grip the ball. If Garoppolo was playing, I would feel relatively comfortable taking the Vegas Raiders. I think this is going to be a very low-scoring game. Spend a lot of time in the middle of the field. So if you're giving me a field goal with Chicago, I'm going to take the Bears, but they may not win the game.
Please tell me this game isn't televised. I don't want to see anything from it. I don't want to see the low lights or anything. I'm taking the Bears in this game. And I think that if Jimmy Garoppolo was quarterbacking, I'd still take the Bears in this game. I don't know anything about either quarterback. I could care less. I don't think it even really matters. I do know that Las Vegas really should just take all of the players' money. Okay, maybe only half of Davante Adams' money. And then give it to Max Crosby.
Oh, he is amazing.
Because he is the only guy on that team that gives a damn. And he gives a lot of dams.
He plays his heart out.
He
Absolutely.
Is just amazing to
watch. And to watch.
The only thing that's fun to watch about that team.
Yeah.
This will be the 17th meeting between these two teams historically. And it's even, split even 8-8. It's going to be a tight game. It's going to be low scoring, and I'm taking the points.
You both took the Bears? Wrong again, boys. Give me the Raiders. I am laying the 3 in Chicago.
Love Las Vegas Raiders.
I do like them in this game. I just don't think that if Justin Fields plays, he's not going to be up to snuff. And
I don't think he's playing.
Well,
I don't either.
The line is telling us he's
the
not
Bears.
Playing.
The Bears did sign another quarterback to their practice squad today.
Dennis, what's his name? Dennis Dillon? Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
He's good.
God, everything on the Raiders. My.
Yes, me too.
Yes. Oh, you could be bought. Oh,
we,
yes.
We would all agree again.
Exactly. All right, next game. Cleveland Browns, quarterback to be determined.
Woo!
Indianapolis Colts, quarterback for the rest of the year, Gardner Minshew.
Woo.
Cleveland. 2.5-point road favorite.
That's weird, right?
That is weird. It makes you wonder, does the desert know something we don't? Total 40, Dylan. Dylan.
Yeah, Dylan. Thank you. Let's see. So, this line doesn't make any sense at all with how great the Cleveland defense has played all year. One of the best defenses in the league. I don't understand this. Unless Gardner Minshew has, like, some kind of historical data of him playing good one week and then terrible the next. Because he looked awful last week.
Run that beer, man.
I'm on it.
Run that day.
Run that too, yeah.
run that through that Commodore 64.
Nothing but time.
Listen, if Cleveland doesn't win by 2 points, then I'm just a stupid NFL gambler.
Oh, come on.
So Colts. give me Cleveland. But
come on, Colts, so I can call it stupid.
I'm tired of being too cute with some of these bets. And so give me Cleveland minus the points, although something's wrong with that line.
My best Brad Taylor impression. In the last 20 games, actually 21 games, I heard the stat last week, which is somewhat why I was heavy on the Chargers. The last 21 games, the team that played San Francisco, two of them have won. The other 19 have lost outright. Now, the Cowboys are now one of those exceptions. Following week, San Francisco opponents were 1-19. San Francisco gave everything they had. I think Cleveland is due for a letdown right here.
It's a great letdown spot.
A perfect letdown spot. I am going to take Indianapolis.
And San Francisco should have won that game. I mean, they missed
a field goal.
Two or three. They missed at least two.
Well, yeah, but they missed the last second. That.
Brad Taylor, tell us where we're right and wrong.
Colts. Give me the Colts at home as a dog, getting the 2.5. Desert's telling us that the better quarterback situation is with Cleveland.
P.J. Walker over Gardner Minshew.
Walker, Texas Ranger over Minshew. Gardner Minshew. Yes. Yeah. But I'll take the Colts here.
I did think P.J. Walker did a decent job.
Against San Francisco? Yeah. Oh, yes. The fact that he hung in there is amazing.
Yeah, that's props. Good defense.
Yeah. Too. I mean, he might have done just as well as Deshaun Walker would have done in that position.
Deshaun Watson.
Or what, Watson, yeah.
Yeah.
Next game. Detroit Lions. Everybody's favorite, the NFC North. Jared Goff goes to Baltimore. Interesting matchup here. Ravens with Lamar Jackson. Ravens, 3-point favorite. Total 42.5, Beer Man.
I don't know what it is about Detroit. Maybe it's the fact that they got paid $5 for last week's game. They're a team. Did you not see that?
I don't know what you're talking about, Beer Man.
The coach pulls a $5 bill out of his pants pocket and he goes, "You see what that is? It's a five. We've won five." I think Detroit's going to win six. They're playing great as a team. Baltimore still seems like they're trying to meet and greet everybody. Baltimore hasn't won anything impressively, and they really haven't lost, impressively either. So I'm going to take Detroit in this game.
Six meetings historically between these two teams. Six, only six. And
you can tell him. You can find out what stat he looked at.
Baltimore is 5-1. What's that?
Huh? Historic meetings.
Baltimore's 5-1. Baltimore has the upper hand in the history of these matchups. I just feel like Detroit is due for a letdown. I kind of like Baltimore to win the game, but I don't know how I feel about the spread. Give me Detroit and the points.
You took Detroit and the points?
Yes, sir.
You took Detroit and the points?
I'm taking Detroit and the points.
Wrong again, boys. Give me the Ravens. Laying the three at home. The Ravens are just a better team, in my opinion, than the Detroit Lions with the better quarterback. So I'm going to lay the points at home here with the Ravens. And a little bit of sharp money is on them, too, here. That's why this line is stuck at three. Let's go to very interesting game in New England. Bill Belichick and Mac Jones. A marriage on the rocks.
Mm.
At home against Buffalo and Josh Allen, the Bills an 8.5-point favorite here. The Patriots have not been a home dog this much in 30 years. Exactly 30 years. Total 41, Dylan.
Buffalo gets right this week. I don't like giving up 8.5 points. But listen, I'm not betting on New England or Mac Jones or Bill Belichick ever again. Ever. Ever.
Ever.
Ever again. Ever.
Mark that. Yeah. Mark that.
I know it's a low total, but Buffalo struggled the last 2 weeks. They lost a game 2 weeks ago. Last week they almost lost. I mean, New York Giants really outplayed them. This week they put it together and play a better game. And I think Buffalo coach McDermott, I think he takes a lot of inner pride beating Bill Belichick.
I'm sort of with you on the fact I've taken New England the last couple weeks, and they barely even scored. It's a division game. I know they know each other. I can't justify taking them again. They haven't done anything. Their best corner, the rookie kid, is out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Their running game's been awful. Mac Jones has been awful. Their receiving core is still garbage. You watch New England. We'll cover this, but if I'm putting money down, I'm going to put it on Buffalo.
And their defense is decimated.
Yeah.
So it's a great – I mean, eventually New England is going to cover a spread. I'll lose money until that happens. Brad, go ahead and tell me if it's this week.
Wrong again,
boys. You knew it was coming.
Give me the reverse line move with New England here. 70% of the tickets are on the Buffalo, but the money is split right down the middle. Divisional under, too. Love that divisional under here. Give me the Patriots at home getting more than a touchdown.
I love it when he says wrong again, because every time he says it, it reminds me of when I had him on my radio show the other day, and he took the Chargers and I took Dallas, and he said, "Wrong again, Dylan." It just brings back a smile on my face.
Did he also say, "May the winners be yours"?
He did.
Oh, of course he did. Catchphrase.
And he was right. They were mine.
Don't you like that?
Catchphrase.
You love the catchphrase, don't you?
No.
You know how I signed every book last night?
May the winners be yours.
Yes. Oh, you wouldn't have known, Dylan, because you didn't buy a book. Next game.
All the books were gone by the time you got there.
Oh, God. They were like hotcakes, Beer Man. Hotcakes.
I did sell 28 books last
year. Did you really? That's great.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. So close to 29.
Yeah. You know what? That's crappy friends, in my opinion.
Isn't it?
I'm not talking about him.
Oh.
You had 28 people that knew you wrote a book and didn't buy it the day that it came out like
did. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
How many people from the ESPN 1300 staff showed up last night?
Let's see. None.
Hang on. I think I got them in my pocket here.
By the way, I did get an excuse from Mr. Cutler.
Oh, yeah?
Why he didn't show up last night. Because apparently he heard it went great. But he said, we had a homeowners association meeting last night, and I couldn't miss it. Honest to God, that's what he told me.
That's all right. I understand that.
I do feel It's been a long time coming, but I think Brad and Alan are developing a little bit of a friendship.
Oh.
What makes you say that?
Wow. That's Alan, awesome.
Cutler was on your show.
When?
The day he took up too much time.
Oh, yeah.
He talked about he was going to try to make the book effort. You know, effort, the thought that counts.
Yeah, well, it was just the thought. He didn't effort. I can promise you that.
I get the feeling I'm going to walk into Tony's one of
next
these
game.
Days. And Brad and Alan Cutler are going to be sitting there having
Why
dinner
Why do you
together.
Rush us along, dude?
Because
I've got to go.
Line.
Next game. Last 1 o'clock game. Washington. Mm-hmm. Sam Howell. Going up against the New York Giants to be determined at quarterback. I think it's Beerman's turn. Washington, 2.5-point favorite. Low total, 39, Beerman.
I think this is a field goal game. I don't know which direction it goes, and if you're going to give me a field goal game, I'm going to take the points. I don't know what's wrong with the Giants this year. You know, I could kind of tell you what's wrong with Washington. Chase Young's been really good. Their offense has been pretty abysmal. I agree that it's going to be a low-scoring game. I would lean toward the under, but you're going to give me some points, so I'm going to take the Giants.
Whew. I think I'm taking the Giants in this game, too.
Oh, just so we can hear wrong again.
Yeah. I just think it's a good spot for them. I think that Daniel Jones got to take a week off, stand on the sidelines, have the earpiece in his head, watch somebody else do his job. And, you know, I mean, it does raise some concerns that the defense really showed up when Tyrod Taylor was in the game. Did you see Tyrod on the bench? Before the game and during the game, they showed him like three times sitting on the bench all by himself, the most dour, sour Brad Taylor look on his face you've ever seen.
Really?
And it was like he had no friends, and he wasn't working his arm. He wasn't throwing passes. He was just sitting there all by himself. And it was just really weird looking. And then he'd go out onto the field, and he executed fairly well. It just makes me wonder if there's not a disconnect between Daniel Jones and the rest of the team. I'm taking the Giants, though. This
week. I'm offended you said I had no friends.
I just said you had a dour, sour look on your face sometimes.
Wrong again, boys. Give me Washington. Let's lay the 2.5. Reverse line move here on Washington. And, I'll take the smart action, the sharp action with Washington. Good place for a divisional under, too. Like that one a lot. Let's go to the 4 o'clock games. Arizona, Josh Dobbs. I think the bloom has worn off of him. Geno Smith of the Seahawks in the Great Northwest. Line 7.5 for the Seahawks. Big 44.5 total, Dylan.
Another one of those division matchups. I don't think that Josh Dobbs has had a bad year at all. I think he's actually exceeded.
Overall he's exceeded, but just the last couple of weeks he hasn't kind of lived up to expectations. Maybe
the best bet in this game might be betting Arizona with the points in the first half, because they play really well in the first half and then they seem to fall apart in the second half. I don't know what that says about the team. I think James Conner is back this week. All that being said, I'm taking Seattle. Seattle's defense, I kind of mocked them a little bit last week before they were playing the Bengals. Not wholly, because I know they have a good defense. I just said that they might be a little overrated. Well, they came out and played great defense against the Bengals, made a great second-half adjustment, and probably should have won that game if it not for the incredible stands that the Bengals defense put up with Seattle in the red zone 3 or 4 times in the second half. So give me Seattle minus the points.
The first 3 games that Arizona played, they looked like they were kind of on a mission. They were playing hard. They were ready to go, even beat Dallas somehow. After San Francisco, they have kind of fallen apart, and they're getting beat up pretty good. I do kind of agree with you. First half, they're a little bit inspired. After that, they just they don't care at all. I don't love 7.5. It's the hook that scares me a little bit, but I'm kind of with you. I'm going to take Seattle in this game.
Wrong again, Mac Daddy style, boy.
I'm going to feel how bad Brad's record
great.
Is compared to ours.
The guy in first place and the guy in second place are agreeing, and the guy in third place keeps saying.
He's cashed in on all those unders and killing it in 61.
We're not playing unders right here, though.
Oh, well, I'm still taking the road divisional dog because, Beer Man, in the last 20 years.
Okay, we got it.
Divisional road dog.
Next game.
Well, that's just rude. Here I am trying to impart wisdom upon the listener.
For the 4,762nd time.
We like the dog and the under in Seattle. Next game. Pittsburgh Steelers, Kenny Wilson Pickett, going up against the Rams and Matthew Stafford. Rams, 3-point home favorite. Total 44. Beer Man.
Pittsburgh did not
Next
do.
Next game.
Oh, my bad. Oh, wait, what's the next one? I feel like the last time Pittsburgh had to travel across the country, they did not fare well. I kind of expect the same thing this go around. The problem is, what do the Rams have? Is Cooper Kupp coming back yet? I know he's
back.
He is back.
Played last week.
So, you know, you give me Cooper Kupp, you give me Puka, you give me Tutu. What a bunch of guys that they have in their receiving core. Although their big running back got hurt. I'm going to take the Rams because Pittsburgh just hasn't shown anything yet.
Koopa Nakua, Cooper, Coop.
Cooper, Puka.
Koopa Nakua. Say it. Poop mouth.
Cooper, Cooper mouth.
Would you have to do that for a run? Poop mouth. I hope the Rams beat the Steelers. I don't know how this is going to play out. Isn't the over, the number on the total is interesting, isn't it? 44. I mean, Pittsburgh's only scored, what, 5 touchdowns this year? Ugh. It's not many. Kenny Pickett does not look good. It's funny, everything we saw in the preseason has kind of gone in reverse. People were just, you know, admonishing, just laying all these accolades on Kenny Pickett in the preseason, and now in the real season, hasn't shown up. I'm taking Los Angeles.
Both you guys take the Rams. Wrong again, boys.
Man, this...
Give me the Steelers. Getting the points on the road. I don't trust the Rams at this spot. They're getting the sharp buddies coming in on Pittsburgh. Wouldn't be offended to take the under here either. Next game.
Pittsburgh, one of the three worst scoring teams this year, right there with New England and the New York Giants.
And Matthew Stafford is thrown for, I think, the second or third most yards in the NFL. I mean, the offense is – and that was without –
offense is fine.
And that was without Cooper Kupp.
They've scored 138 compared to Pittsburgh's 79, I think.
Wrong again, Brad. Go ahead, next game.
Next game, Beer Man. The big showcase game at 4 o'clock.
Mm.
Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes, 5.5-point home favorites against the Chargers and Justin Herbert. Total 48. I think we're at Dillon. Next game.
Let's see. In the series, Kansas City 67, 58, and one tie between these two teams. Chargers always show up, at least try to show up. They have not. I don't think Justin Herbert, has he beaten Patrick Mahomes yet? Maybe it happens this week. Chargers coming off the loss, short week for them, but coming off the Monday Night Football loss of the Dallas Cowboys. They should have fared better in that game. They should fare better in this game. I do have to give props to the young secondary for the Kansas City Chiefs. But Justin Herbert not throwing the ball downfield, and he seemed to have some kind of disc. Well, interesting, getting back to the Monday Night Football game, Herbert had a disconnect with Keenan Allen down the field, much like Prescott had a disconnect with Gallup. Michael Gallup downfield. It's really just a weird Monday Night Football game. Anyway, I'm taking the Chargers because I don't like the Kansas City Swifties.
Kansas City had that little mini bye. They played Thursday last week. Is that right? Against the Broncos, correct?
Yes. Yes.
The schedulers kind of screwed this one up and screwed the Chargers in this one. So the Chargers had to play on Monday night. Mm-hmm. Kansas City got to play on Thursday night. You know, I think the Chargers are looking ahead to an easy win next week against the Bears. They're going to forego this one. I'm going to take Kansas City in this game.
Yeah, you mean that? So you're suggesting the NFL might do the Kansas City Swifties a favor? Wouldn't that be something?
This week, they definitely did.
It made me so mad when I was watching the game last week against Denver. I mean, Cortland Sutton clearly comes down with the football in the end zone, and the referee is calling it incomplete. I mean, not even batting an eye. Like, dude. He caught the ball. He took it to the ground. His feet were clearly in bounds, and you couldn't even make the right call on the field. These guys are terrible, and they're ruining the game in a lot of ways.
Just remember when the referee strike happened about 10 years ago, that Monday night game, the last one where Seattle threw that pass, and one referee called touchdown, the other one called interception touchback, and that got the
yes.
regular refs back immediately the next day.
Uh-huh.
So it could be worse. You know, the referees you have now, it could be those awful refs that you used to have. Both you guys took the Chiefs in this one?
No, he took the Chargers.
I took the Chargers. That's a good choice by you, Dillon.
Well, thank you, Brad.
I'm taking the Chargers, Mac Daddy Stogie style.
What?
20 years, Division Road Dogs. There you go. I'm not allowed to say the whole thing over and over again. 20 years to visit Road Dogs. Love the under here, too. That's a big total here, 48. Like the under. Yeah. Next game.
Wrong again. I'm going to take the over.
Green Bay Packers.
Wrong again, both of you. It's a push.
Five and a half.
Over under on how many times someone will be interrupted with either wrong again or next game.
Wrong again.
Jordan Love of the Pack. 1-point favorites in Denver over Russell Wilson. Beer man, what in the world has happened to the Denver Broncos that they're a 1-point home dog?
I don't think Sean Payton has any faith whatsoever in Russell Wilson. Everything that's coming out now saying Denver is going to dump him at the end of the year and eat about $20 million in cap space. The defense is not performing. I'm stunned that they haven't had a fire sale there. You know, at least Green Bay tries to play hard. I don't think they have a good team, but you know what? I'm going to take the Packers in this game begrudgingly.
16th game between these two teams, 7-7-1. There you go. What are you guys pointing at each other for?
We know what stat you looked up this week.
What stat did I look at?
Historical matchups.
Yeah, of course. There you go. I try to do it every week, but I haven't done it much this year. I think this is just a good spot.
Are you saying you've been half-assing this podcast until this year?
Look at my record. Look at my half-assed record and tell me. I'm taking Denver. I think it's a good spot.
Who'd you take, Beerman?
I took the Packers.
I got to agree with Dylan again. I'm taking the Denver at home. Getting some value, I think. One of the sharpest plays of the week, too.
Should I bring up the fact that I'm 20 games over 500?
Next game.
There we go.
Sunday Night Football. Here's a matchup for you. Miami and Tua going to Philadelphia with Jalen Hurts. Eagles, only a 2.5-point favorite here. Big total 52, Dylan.
Sorry, I took my eye off the ball here. What are my notes saying here?
Yeah, what are your notes saying? How many times have these teams matched up in the history of their franchises?
I think I'm taking Philadelphia in this game. All eyes will be on this one. It'll be fun. The rookie defensive lineman for the Eagles, Jalen Carter, is just outstanding. He's playing out of his mind. I mean, it's one of the best rookie performances on defense I've seen in a long time. It's all about making Tua nervous. I love Tua. I do. And I want to see him finish this year, and I want to see him do well. He just seems like a great kid. I think that Philadelphia's got the defense to keep him moving, nervous, anxious, and on the run. Give me Philadelphia.
Philadelphia this year, they lost last week. In my opinion, that probably should help motivate them. But they haven't looked good in any game this year. They really haven't looked like that. They've won, but they've squeaked by a lot of teams. I think this is going to be probably the best team that they've faced this year. And you know what? That number is not big enough.
Pause just for a second. Yeah. Brad, while he continues, pull up the teams that Miami has played this year.
Okay.
Go ahead, Beerman.
They scored 70 in a game.
Yeah, against Denver.
Doesn't matter. They scored 70.
It does matter.
Denver's a home dog this week to the Green Bay Packers.
Are they a 68-point dog? No. Anyway, I just think Miami is
service return.
I think this is a good spot for Miami.
In your face.
I'm going to take Miami. I don't think Philadelphia's looked great this year.
Miami opponents: Carolina, New York Giants, Buffalo, loser, Denver, Patriots, Chargers.
Five of the worst
teams. Played some bad teams
in the NFL. I mean, at the bottom, all five of those teams at the bottom, excluding Arizona. I'm sure that's next week.
Perfection doesn't last. Give me the Eagles at home on Sunday Night Football, putting the Dolphins in their place. But don't be afraid to look for a lot of high scoring in this one. This might be a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
Monday Night Football. Brock Purdy and the Niners. 7-point road favorites against Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. This would have never happened last year. Total 44, B-Man.
I will say this. We're recording this on Wednesday. We don't know the status of Christian McCaffrey. We don't know the status of Deebo Samuel.
No excuse.
So
we don't know the status of – isn't Kirk Cousins hurt as well or no?
He is going to start.
He's going to start.
He's good to go.
We got five quarterbacks that are not officially starting, but Kirk Cousins is not one of them.
So I don't know which direction to go. Minnesota's in a lot of close games. They haven't won them this year. They did win them last year. For whatever reason, I think this is going to be a close game, although signs are pointing to Christian McCaffrey playing and Debo not. I'm going to take the home team. Again, I'm not putting any money on this game until probably first thing Sunday morning, if at all.
Minnesota put up a good fight against Philadelphia a few weeks back. That game was in Minnesota as well, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they were about 7-8 point dogs in that game. Choosing now, I'm going to take Minnesota. I think that they give McCaffrey the night off. I really do. I don't think he's going to play.
I think they have a bye. They have a bye after.
And
this?
I think so. And if he does play, I think it's.
Or no, they have Cincinnati next week.
That's right, they do.
They do have Cincinnati next week. Yeah.
So
they have 2-game lead in their division. They're tied for the best record of the conference, so there's no need to really rush McCaffrey back. So yeah, there's no sense of urgency. I do love the under here, primetime under game, but I'm not going to lay more than a touchdown on the road. I'll take Minnesota the points at home.
You took Minnesota?
I took Minnesota, yeah.
So we all three took Minnesota?
I took Minnesota.
Oh, well, I should have changed.
Wrong again, Taylor.
Oh, well, card laid's card played. All right, there you go, folks. We went over every game. Now, best bets on the day. Does anybody want to go first?
Oh.
I'm not emotionally prepared.
Best bets.
I will go first then.
Go ahead.
The Atlanta Falcons getting the points down in Tampa. The Arizona Cardinals. The divisional road dog in Seattle. The L.A. Chargers, the divisional road dog in Kansas City. Those are my against-the-spread favorite picks of the week, Mac Daddy Stogie style. Don't be afraid to go under in that Atlanta-Tampa game or Arizona-Seattle, Chargers-Kansas City, Detroit-Baltimore, and Buffalo-New England, and Washington Giants. Those are underplays. The rest of them, the three Mac Daddy Stogies.
I feel like you could throw $10 on the under on every game this week and probably make a $20 or $30 profit.
Boy, that regression's coming soon.
It's coming though, right?
Coming.
That was going to be my disclaimer. Like, this week or next week.
It's like we've been killing those baseball underdogs.
Yep.
It's the kickback is coming, and it might be starting here in the next day or two. So
I would be tempted to take San Francisco on the money line and pairy them up with a lot of teams. My stogies are Denver, Los Angeles Chargers, Atlanta, and maybe Philadelphia. Feeling pretty good about Philly.
Oh, so you're with me on the Chargers too? Oh, good.
Would you have?
I had the Chargers, Falcons, and Cardinals. Those were my three big boys.
Chargers, Falcons, and who?
Cardinals.
Arizona. Okay. Beerman.
Best bets of the week. I'm taking Indianapolis. I'm taking Buffalo over New England for right now. And I'm going to go with the Rams over Pittsburgh and lay the 3 on that one.
So we grew up. Did I say the Rams on mine too? I meant to. I have LAC, but I meant to write LAR too.
Okay.
Yeah. So Rams, Chargers, Falcons, Broncos, Eagles for me.
I once had a pair of shoes in the 80s called LA Gear.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they were sweet. Ladies did love it though.
I used to have an alligator on my shirt.
I had a yellow one with an alligator, a green alligator.
Mm.
Yeah, those are the days.
My family couldn't afford Izod, so thanks for rubbing that in.
You're welcome.
You poor, pathetic loser. I'll see you at study hall, and we'll play paper football.
I think mine had a lizard on the on the shirt.
I thought you were going to say, I'll see you at Stucky's. Do you remember those road signs you used to see, Stucky's Chicken? I never saw a Stucky's Chicken in my life. I grew up in southern Ohio, so we would... used to drive.
I thought Stucky's was known for the pecan log.
Well, that too.
Oh, okay.
But I don't remember ever.
Log again, boys.
No, they were known for the pecan log.
Sorry, he says that every 5 minutes, right on the top of the.
I wake up in the middle of the night. My poor mom. Ah, who's wrong?
Thank you to all the new listeners. Thanks to all the great listeners. There's so many people that I'm starting to hear from that listen to this podcast. You guys rock, as we say.
Really?
At Classic Rock 92.1. Live from Lexington, Kentucky, for Beer Man, Brad Taylor, Dead Air Dennis, saying thank you all and good luck to your picks in Week 7 in the NFL. This has been the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast.
Suck it, Stivers.
So until the next time, as always, why do you people hate me?
Who?
No, both of you.
I love
you.
Jerks. I show up at your events.
Thank you, my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Dylan, jackass.
He eventually showed up.
Jerky boy.
He's always fashionably late.
No, he's not. I am the first one to leave a party. I'm the last one to get there, but the first one to leave. That's a big thing for me.
He's the first one to try to leave, but he says goodbye to everybody, and it's every bit of another 45 minutes. I've started to appreciate the Irish goodbye, where I'm gone.
How much time we got? We got another 15 minutes. We could just fill it with just you and me, Bearman. We could just sit here and go back and forth. Hey, how's life treating you?
What's going on with Ramey? Anything?
I don't know.
This is where we could use her to fill in
for
the final.
She was not. Now, when I was on Channel 36 on Tuesday morning.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know, not everybody knows that because not everybody gets up at 6:45 to watch me host trivia with Lee and Haley. By the way, Lee Cruz, not very nice to me again.
What?
He was mean to me.
Did he bring you on his show?
Is it his show?
He's the first name there.
Well, I don't know. I know she doesn't like me, but she was very kind to me, as she acted as if she had no idea that I had insulted her multiple times.
So let's flash back to second grade.
Okay.
There was a little girl by the name of Stephanie Clemens, and I used to kind of pick on her. I used to pick on her, but you know why I picked on her?
Because
I liked her.
I know. You punched her in the arm really hard.
I never punched her.
No. She punched you in the arm.
I don't remember.
And you went crying, and then she went to alternative ed, never to be seen from again.
And we're friends on Facebook now, and I think to myself, I dodged a bullet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's usually how the second grade crushes
Yeah.
end up. Yeah, they don't end up well. I know the first crush I had is, I don't think she even completed high school. So.
Oh, lovely.
Yes. Not because she couldn't, but just she wouldn't. So,
all right, then.
Yeah, there's a difference. But anyway, everything else okay? Because, you know, we got all kinds of time to waste here. We got all, you know.
We don't have to go to an hour.
Are you saying you don't want to talk?
Are we contractually obligated?
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, it's good to see you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, I'll talk NFL all you want.
Until the next time, as always.
I already said suck it, Stivers.
Suck it, Stivers.
I got to come back in?
How you like me now? I'm on TV more than you these days, buddy. Why is that? Because we can gamble. May the winners be yours.